seeing the beauty of the sanctuary all decorated, announcing to all the beginning of Advent. Advent is a time of preparation, a time we prepare our hearts through prayer, through scripture, and through music to receive and celebrate our blessed Savior. Jesus was a gift from God that came with a promise that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And just as each of us has heard the Christmas story again and again, and John 3:16 is a verse that we have heard again and again, the story, no matter how well it is told, the scripture, no matter how many times it is repeated, has no meaning until we discover the wonder of God's promises ourselves. One amazing thing about the gift of God's promises is that while Christ came to save the whole world, this gift is still uniquely personal. Even though this gift has been offered to billions, this gift comes uniquely personal when we accept this gift and discover what it means to truly live with God in our hearts, to live out the meaning of Emmanuel, God with us. You see, God created only one you. Like it or not, you are uniquely you. No one else has your DNA. No one else has your fingerprints. And no one else has the gifts or talents that you possess. And that is why God seeks you. That is why God wants to dwell in your heart. He wants to claim you as his own child. And the gift of this birth, the gift of this promise, is that no matter what we have done, no matter how far away from God we may feel, Jesus came not to condemn us, but he came to save us. Jesus came to erase what separated us from God. Jesus came to create a way that we can be in the presence of God and that the presence of God can be within us. And because we are all uniquely made, when that promise becomes real to us, when we turn our lives over to Jesus, we have the unique ability to bring the love of Christ to others in no way or in a way that no one else can. Did you ever consider that? That you are uniquely and wonderfully created? That when you live out your life for Christ, you can show people a side of God's love that no one else is capable of? We all share the same Creator. We all share the same gift of salvation. But that life in Christ is lived out in so many different and amazing ways. So are you ready to accept the gift of a Father's love? Are you ready to accept the gift of forgiveness? Are you ready to accept the gift of redemption? Are you ready for the gift of a new life in Christ? All of those gifts were wrapped in a manger almost 2,000 years ago. The same gift foretold by the prophets is waiting for you. The same gift that the shepherds came and marveled at. The gift that the wise men came and worshiped. The gift of salvation through Jesus Christ is waiting for you. And all you have to do is say yes to receive it. All of this is because of God's love for us. God loves us each in a unique way. And that is one of the gifts of Christmas. Because he has given you gifts. And we can give gifts back to God when we love him, when we live for him. It is a new life and a new way. For many of us, we have lived most of our lives living for us. And when you talk to many people who have lived for a long time, they'll tell you that of all the things that carried them through was their faith. Because as the Bible says, we're not here to store up treasures on this earth. Our treasure is in heaven. And it's about the relationships that we build, and it's about the love that we show for one another. And that love is no better expressed than when we have Christ in our heart. Because Christ will lead us to love people the way we should love people. Christ will lead us to forgive people the way we should forgive people. Having Christ is the greatest gift that we can receive. God's gift of love is an unbreakable gift for eternity. Now, as we prepare for Holy Communion, let us reflect on God's great gift of love as the choir comes to sing for us again. The birth is just part of the story. In God's Holy Communion, we find the completion of the story. For we know that God sent His Son to dwell with us here on earth. And some great mystery, He was fully human, yet He was still fully God. He came as a king. He left the throne in heaven to be born in the middle of nowhere, to a couple of nobody people. He lived a perfect life, although He was tempted, it says in the Bible, in every way. He picked a whole bunch of nobodies to hang out with. 12 men and several women that followed Him around and helped this teacher change the world. And as He went through His life, He was confronted. He was confronted by the religious leaders of the day who said, "You can't do that. You can't eat with sinners. You can't talk to adulterers. You can't touch the lepers. You can't heal on Sundays." They said, "This is the law." And Jesus said, "I came to do what the law could not do." The law required sacrifice for sin. And Jesus Christ came to become that sacrifice. And on the night that He was to be betrayed, He had what we call the Last Supper. And He sat down with His disciples of what was supposed to be a joyous celebration of the Passover. And the Passover feast celebrated the time that the Israelites were led away from the Egyptians. The time that God opened up the sea and allowed them to cross on dry land and then closed up to swallow up their enemy, so that they could be free from oppression. And during this time of formal celebration, He departed from the normal, as Jesus often did. And He took the loaf, and after giving thanks to God, He took it and He broke it and He gave it to His disciples. And He said, "This is My body given for you." And likewise, He again took the cup and He parted from the normal, because there were things they expected Him to say. They expected a lot of things out of this Jesus. They expected Him to be a mighty conqueror. They expected Him to kick out the Romans, to reform the temple, and to reestablish the throne of David here on earth. That's what they thought they were getting. And Jesus said, "No. This is the cup which represents My blood, the blood of the new covenant. Because there is a new way." Jesus said, "I didn't come here to conquer men. I came here to save men." And Jesus did not just come to save the 12. He just did not come to save the women that traveled with Him. He did not come to just save the people of His day. This was a promise made for eternity. A promise made to all people who are willing to receive this gift. Heavenly Father, we ask Your hand of blessing on these elements today. Lord, we also ask for Your forgiveness. Lord, we take a moment in silence now. to confess our sins to you and to prepare our hearts to receive this holy meal. Heavenly Father, in the past year, there are many times we have not been the people you have called us to be. There are many times we have not been the church that you have called us to be. Lord, there are times we have not been forgiving. There have been times we have not offered grace. There are times we have not fed the hungry and clothed the poor. Lord, there's times we have said things against you that we should not have said. Lord, we have broken relationships. Lord, we have not served you faithfully. And we have certainly not always at all times loved you with all our hearts, all our minds, and all our strength. But today we come to you and ask for forgiveness. We come to you today for renewal, another chance, Lord, to be your people because you loved us that much. In the name of our Father, we have been forgiven. Lord, make these elements become for us the body and the blood of Christ, so that by partaking of it, we may become the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood for this world, so that we may share the good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ to all that we meet. This we ask in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of his Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us remember that Christ came to save the world, but Christ also came to save you. Take a look at that little tiny light in front of you. It may not seem like a lot, but in a room full of darkness, that little light means everything, doesn't it? And your life is the same way. We are called to be the light in this dark world. And the beauty of God's grace is that it is this. If you don't have his light, you can always come to Christ and get it. And if you stumble and fall, you can come back to Christ and get it. His love is always there for you. You are never too far away from getting the light of Christ in your heart. And never underestimate the power of what God can do through you, because you have been wonderfully and uniquely created, and God's gift was given to you. Let us go now and be the light of Christ. Let us go in the name of our Holy Father and of the Holy Spirit, and most certainly his Holy Son. Amen. Merry Christmas to all.